Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Spencer Harris gets in an argument with a family member at their Georgia home and pulls a gun. The two men struggle over the gun, which of course goes off. The bullet goes through an interior wall and strikes an 8-year-old boy. A family member yanks the gun away, but Harris pulls a second gun. The rest of the family runs from the home. Crime Online's John Limley.
Nancy, deputies hear a second gunshot ring out as they arrive on the scene, but the boy was the only person injured. He was alert and responsive when medics arrived, now safely recovering in the hospital. SWAT negotiators were unable to make contact with Harris from outside the home, so the team sent in a robot to locate Harris before forcing their way inside to arrest him.
Harris finally arrested by a SWAT team, charged with aggravated assault. Husband and wife Tyler and Alexandria Borries load groceries into the back of their car with their two children inside at a South Carolina Kroger. When Alexandria gets into an argument with another woman in the parking lot, Christina Harrison seems to walk away, but turns around and shoots Borries in the back.
Borries is pronounced dead on the scene to the horror of her family, who had lost Borries' little brother to a gunshot wound less than a week prior. Tyler Borries says his wife had no connection to the woman other than their simple disagreement that day. Irmo Police Chief Bobby Dale describes the incident only as senseless.
Harrison, 23, flees the scene of the shooting, but then turns herself into police later that afternoon. She is now booked on murder. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A teenage boy and a young man have been indicted in the carjacking and fatal shooting of a prominent United Methodist Church leader in Memphis, Tennessee. 15-year-old Miguel Andrade and 21-year-old Edward Rodriguez Tabora were each indicted on charges of first-degree murder and especially aggravated robbery in the July 18, 2022 death of the Reverend Artura Eason Williams. Eason Williams was found in the driveway of her home with gunshot wounds. She died at a hospital. Video footage showed that the pastor was ordered out of her car and then shot before her car was taken. The daytime shooting shook United Methodist Church members in Memphis and elsewhere. Eason Williams was superintendent of the Metro District of the Tennessee Western Kentucky Conference of the Church. She was also the pastor of Capelville United Methodist Church and a graduate of Memphis Theological Seminary. Overseas now, and a critical report into the protection of three murder victims, including a celebrated Dutch journalist gunned down in central Amsterdam, now says that security services in a, quote, fragmented protection system didn't always act on tips about possible threats. The conclusions highlighted flaws in a network involving police and prosecutors that is intended to offer protection to people facing threats ranging from stalkers to possible attacks by criminals and terrorists. The report came following an 18-month government-commissioned investigation by the Dutch Safety Board into the slayings of crime reporter Peter R. de Vries, lawyer Dirk Wiersum, and the brother of a key witness in the trial of an alleged Dutch crime gang. De Vries, who was shot on an Amsterdam street on July 21, 2021, and died 9 days later, acted as a confidential advisor to the witness. Wiersum, the witness's lawyer, was gunned down September 18, 2019, outside his home in Amsterdam. The witness's brother, identified only as Reguan, was shot and killed March 29, 2018. Back in this country now, as a 39-year-old woman awaiting a possibly shorter prison sentence has died after she was found unconscious in a cell. Angela McConnell died February 26th, 2 days after being taken to a hospital following an apparent suicide at a Michigan prison for women. McConnell was serving a life sentence for the deaths of an elderly couple and their daughter in Kalamazoo County in 2000. She was 17 at the time. Because of her age, McConnell was eligible to return to court for a new sentencing hearing that could have led to an opportunity for parole. Separately, the Innocence Clinic at University of Michigan Law School had been asked to investigate her case. A bill that would require clergy members to report child abuse or neglect in Washington state has cleared the Senate. The state Senate passed Senate Bill 5280 unanimously. Sponsored by Senator Noelle Frame of Seattle, the measure would require clergy to report sexual abuse allegations to authorities unless the information was received in a context protected by clergy penitent privilege, such as a confessional setting. Washington is one of only a handful of states in the U.S. that do not list clergy as mandatory reporters of child abuse or neglect. Frame has been open about being a survivor of childhood sexual abuse. She said the abuse ended only after she told a teacher who was a mandatory reporter.
Alan Lynch flees from Texas cops on three separate occasions, posting YouTube videos as tutorials on how to evade police. In the most recent chase, cops stop Lynch for expired tags. Lynch initially cooperates, but then takes off with speeds over 120 mph on a busy highway, forcing cops to stop the chase. Lynch arrested at home days later, charged with three counts, felony eluding. Tutor that, man. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.